Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. It was far from a perfect Monday in the commodity markets. High hopes at the start, but not at the end. Randy Martinson, your thought.
You know, we started off, you know, on a good foot. I mean, it looked like we were going to have a really good session here, but about halfway through the morning, we started to see a little bit of selling enter into the marketplace, and then it kind of was a domino effect and saw the market sell off there. And I think what a lot of it was, we started early because there was some friendly news in the marketplace. Argentina's dry. It looks like it's going to continue to be dry. Exports weren't that bad, you know, with the export inspections, but I think this market traded up to some technical levels, and we just saw year-end profit-taking.
Christy Van On, your turn to explain away a poor Monday.
It actually had some movement today. Corn ended up closing about 6 cents off its high, and soybeans ended up closing like 13, almost 13 cents off its high. So there was some movement, and at one point you had soybeans up 13 and corn up 5, and we actually used it as a marketing opportunity on corn. So we moved on some corn marketing. We moved on soybean marketing last Friday when we got up to this 9.95 level in March soybeans. $10 seems to be that stickler right now for soybeans that it just can't get through. And so we're kind of trying to utilize that area as some marketing. If it breaks out, if it gets above this 10.30 level, we might potentially look at some calls. But otherwise, we feel like this market is towards that top in the range. Kind of same situation in corn when we moved on some corn marketing. If we can get above 4.62, it looks like maybe that's a breakout level, but it failed miserably. And corn actually has the statistics behind it. If it wanted to go, carryout levels have been shrinking. Demand has been very strong here for corn, but I just think that it can't find a friend to help it along the way. And the concerns you could possibly see with tariffs coming on is enough to kind of hold back the corn market right now. There are some concerns in Argentina, but you know, when you look at just the potential that's out there for Brazil, that is just a monster potential. And so if we, you know, lose 5 million metric ton out of Argentina, but we pick it up in Brazil, you're still looking at the net same production coming out of South America. And, you know, to be honest, Argentina really doesn't really export whole beans. They export their byproducts. And so if you really run out of beans in Argentina, they can easily just get them from Brazil and then crush them there. And so it's not that big of a concern when you look at the market right now. And Brazil's had just good enough conditions. You know, if you look at a world carryout chart, it is crazy how large we have for a world supply of beans. And it is very concerning to the market. And if that come to fruition, I mean, that could really hurt us. And we could kind of see that export demand start to kind of step away. And we have seen that, to be honest. China's really moved on to Brazil. They typically do. So this has nothing to do really, I don't think, at this point with tariffs. Just at this point, they usually move on to Brazil.
Christy, it's week number 2 of a pair of double-barreled holiday weeks.
Last week and this week has provided some swings that we haven't seen from some light holiday trade. So you've seen some movement here, but I would imagine tomorrow is actually pretty quiet. It's kind of surprising to me that you're not closing early. You have normal hours tomorrow for the trade. So you do have a full day, but it seems like people have, you know, really stepped away from the market. For example, you had the Dow market really crash on Friday. And then today at one point it was down 700 points, down 300 right now. But the meat markets have been able to really shake off those outside markets and not let them affect them. And I think, once again, that comes back to light holiday trade, that there's just not that correlation between the two of them. I'm impressed with cattle's ability to really ignore what's going on in the stock market right now and be able to support that. So, yeah, we have end of the quarter, end of the year tomorrow. So we'll see how that finishes off. And then actually, you're now looking like the CME will close an hour early next Thursday, the 9th, for President Carter's funeral. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have that. You have the federal government closing. And then the next day on the 10th, we have a very, very important crop report. So next week could provide some information too as well. So it was looking like kind of a quiet finish, but we could see some movement now.
Of course, today is end of the year, end of the month, and end of the quarter. Either positioning or profit-taking likely happening again today. All right, this is Inside Agriculture. Let's check the weather forecast for New Year's Eve.